It's Wednesday with Wiser. And listen, just because it's hot outside and it rains every day doesn't mean that you can't get out and enjoy some of the amazing things going on for this last week of June. The Friday night Asian market, it was a huge success previously in St. Pete with 100 vendors selling food, art, and more, and live performances. It's going to occur again June 28th through 29th from 5 to 11:30 each night. The location is right off of the Pinellas Trail. It is a terrific chance to see the Warehouse Arts District where our friends the Foodies Lab is as well. And it's a proverbial food paradise. There's also going to be night markets at the JR Sports Pub on Clearwater every Friday and Saturday night from 5 to 8. So don't miss doing that. You know, there's a lot of new restaurants opening up. We're waiting for Noble Crust to open up downtown St. Pete. The Crane is coming to St. Pete. That is a highly anticipated restaurant on Central Avenue. It's nearing completion, and it is from the owners of Magazine and the Glass Noodle. Hell Life Bakery opened up in the Chelsea, so we bid the Chelsea St. Pete farewell. But the Hell Life, we love Hell Life. It's free. It's a gluten-free and vegan shop in St. Pete. Sensational gluten-free sandwiches and breakfast and lunch. There's a pet-friendly patio. So much going on. Further up in West St. Pete, listen, Dead Bob's is a local bar, par none. It's at 6176 Central Avenue. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary. So that's going on as well. You know, Imagine Museum is doing a lot of incredible things lately, and I really encourage you to go and check it out. They're having comic cons. They're having new kinds of exhibits. They're stretching. They do have a Friday market. It is a fun place and something that Wednesday with Wiser really likes. Guess who's coming to town July 5th? We're going to talk about July 4th in a little bit, but Drake Bell will be taking the stage July 5th to perform music from his latest catalog, along with songs like Fuego, Lento, and I Know, which have 20 million streams on Spotify alone. That's July 5th at Coastal Creative. But hell, there's more. Coastal Creative Comedy Competition. Are you funny? I think I'm funny. Maybe we should go. Maybe my producer, Anna, and I should go.
Well, that's not a good idea.
Well, I think you're pretty funny, Anna.
Oh,
but listen, you can grab tickets to the hottest comedy competition in town. 10 of your favorite local comedians will battle it out, and you choose the winner. So I just want to point out my producer today is Anna Hummel. Hello, Anna.
You say my name different every single time.
Anna.
You say Anna, you say Anna, you say Anna, 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 Anna.
But I say tomato, I say tomato.
You do. You got a lot of range. So yeah. Why does it sound like that? Can you hear that?
So Anna, tell us a little bit about your show on Friday night.
My show on Friday nights?
Yep, Homemade Broadcast.
Oh, I believe it's on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay,
airs,
there you go. Tell us
listen,
a little bit about that.
Well, it's with me, and my buddy Will. He's really one that spearheads this whole operation. I've been doing it with him for the last 4 years, and we get into some touchy topics. I heard from you, actually, that you were a little bit, just kidding, it gets spicy sometimes.
We like spicy.
We like to dive into topics and conversations that might not be that, you know, PC, if I may say that. You know, we kind of unpack things that are going on. Will's big into the culture wars, as am I, so we kind of stay on topic. We keep it local, but we also try to keep it national and get people in tune with things that are happening in this day and age. So.
Well, tune in, and you can catch it on audio blogs. If you missed it on Sunday, you can catch it again, and we're glad to have Anna in studio. She's just come from a spin class, and we're looking forward to taking Carla Holland's class at her new place, Prism Wellness. So, continuing on with Wednesday with Wiser, you need to check out the Indie Fleas new Summer Market pop-up. Guess where it is? It's at the Coliseum, downtown. It has delicious foods, foodie favorites, cocktails at the Shuffleboard Club. It's an Indie Flea Bock Party. It's on Sunday, and it's art, design, and community. The next one will be July 14th from noon to 4. So you can go inside to the exhibition at the Coliseum with 100-plus collectibles, outside a food and drink pop-up at the Shuffleboard. The Summer Flea is 12 to 4. Please come down to that. And speaking of downtown, Sunday is Boho Sideshow and the James Suggs and the crew, Brian Hughes, over at the Floridian Social. All that going on. Brick Farms, Brick Street Farms is your micro watercress making major waves. I love a good summer salad, and, you know, they have the most incredible hydroponic farm. It's great to get your stuff there. You can order ahead of time. If you subscribe, you can get your stuff ahead of time. I'm loving their baby bok choy and butterhead clamshell. The Inquisitive Tug counts on their honey from the Gem Apiaries. Brick Farms is downtown. Please check it out. Intermezzo, coffee and cocktails. Jazz Night is back. Jazz Night is back on Tuesday from 7 to 10. Sometimes you see Daniela Soledade. Sometimes you see Chance Reynolds Trio. Happy hour is 5 to 7. They're also having a tiki party this Sunday. Tiki drinks. Did I say tiki? I love tiki. 6 p.m. to late. There's a special tiki menu. So tiki guests, you know, they're going to be serving rums such as Bacardi, Diplomatico, Coconut Cartel, St. George Gin. Gin can be a tiki too. And honestly, Intermezzo is really fun, and they have music every week, and their market will be back in the fall. So, Floridian Social, unbelievable, 97X Underplay featuring Judah and the Lion. Do you know who they are, Anna?
I've heard the name. Couldn't tell you a song, though.
Couldn't tell you a song, but that is going to be, they're really diversifying over there, Floridian Social. This week, we can count on 627 is Lux a Latin Night, unforgettable evening filled with Latin beats, vibrant energy, and free dance lessons at 7. The 29th is the L.A. Night Flights Pier pop-up after party, and that's going to be turning 6 and celebrating all night long at Floridian Social. As I said, Sunday Jazz with Boho Sideshow, followed this week, not by our friends James Suggs and Brian Hughes. The crew. The crew is out of town. I'm going to have to check online and see where they went. But it's Alexis Cole. You heard her here interviewed for the St. Pete Jazz Festival, Simon Lasky, and more. So that's all going on. Also coming up July 3rd, Top of the Fire Escape featuring J.T. Bram. Second annual hot dog eating contest and butt rock. You know, that's, can we say butt rock on radio?
I don't know what that means.
It's a name of a band.
Oh, I think that's okay then.
Okay, all right. And then July 5th, there'll be Seppa and Frequent from Neuro Studio, The Heavy Pets, and Guavatron on the 6th. And the Sunday Jazz with Boho Sideshow and the crew is back on the 7th. So that's what's going on. There'll be more to Wednesday with Wiser. Stay tuned.